Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So we're talking about Ron Artest, Meta World Peace, who's on BT and Sal. I'm excited to listen to that interview on the free Odyssey app when I am driving home today, because many people have commented how good it was. I'm not surprised, because I was reminded back, I think it was 2019 when I was looking back at it, that Ron Artest was in here with Jerry and I over the summer one day that you were out, and he was great. But I asked about the assistant coaching thing and why he just wants to be jumping to a head coach opportunity. And Big Hurls, our program director, our brand manager, excuse me, it's disrespectful to say program director these days, you know, sort of like certain other words you're not allowed to say.
Yeah, he's very, very sensitive about that one. He is known as the brand ambassador.
The brand ambassador, yes.
You think you the S, bitch, you're not even the fart.
Not nice.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Big Curl says that Meta World Peace, Ron Artest said yesterday, they tried numerous times to get on different NBA staffs as an assistant, but no one ever gave him the chance.
Well, so. I mean, I think given his history of unique behavior.
Yeah, but come on.
Sounds like he's trying really hard to get it right, but, you know, it's all about coaches wanting to put players or assistant coaches around them that are not going to be putting shivs in their back or not going to be saying things to players that they shouldn't be saying and overstepping their bounds.
Yeah.
You'd have to have a guy like Rick Carlisle to say, like, hey, you know, I'll take Meta. I'll take him on my staff, and we'll work with him. We'll teach him, and he'd be great for the guys, that kind of thing.
I'll give you a perfect example, what Nick Saban would do to rehabilitate coaches. Like, he would bring guys in, you know, whether it was Lane Kiffin or Steve Sarkisian, or I know there were others, too.
Yeah, but those were guys that were already coaching that had issues.
True, but it's a similar thing that you're talking about, where Saban was so powerful and so respected that once he put them on their staff, they regained their credibility. So what you're talking about of like an Artest, even though he hasn't coached before, if it's a Rick Carlisle or, you know, before he got ill, a Popovich or someone like that who has been around for a while.
Yeah, says, he would need to have one coach like that, like a Steve Kerr or somebody that has had multiple championships, has an impeccable reputation. And if it didn't work out with him, then you knew that it wasn't going to work out with anybody.
Right.
And then Ron Artest would have to know that going in.
Yeah. And at this point, I mean, to think that it's almost like a cruel joke that the Knicks fired Tibbs and there's a man who won an NBA championship three years ago, and he grew up in Astoria and has ties to the Knicks, and he's not being hired. What? I mean, what happened there in Denver
that was so bad? Or whose relationship is so tarnished with Mike Malone in
or
the Knicks?
Toxic.
Toxic, right. But I'm saying with someone who's in the Knicks organization now who maybe doesn't like him. Well, what the hell happened there? How come we don't know more about that?
It also could be like a coach GM kind of situation.
Yeah.
Where the coach is not happy with the players that the GM assembled, and maybe there was a real disconnect in Denver in regards to that particular relationship. And if that is the case, the last thing Leon Rose wants is somebody in here telling Leon Rose what he wants on the court. Leon Rose is looking for a coach. And I think from all accounts, Tom Thibodeau was very much ingrained with the front office, was in lockstep with the front office, and you know, took whatever suggestions came down from the front office, which really sucks, by the way, if you're a coach, and was able to implement some of those things. It didn't sound like he was really a guy that was rocking the boat.
No, it doesn't. And the other thing that was so great about Leon Rose and Tom Thibodeau working together was it seemed like it was in unison, and it wasn't one of those deals where the general manager, you know, felt like he had more power over a younger head coach, or an experienced head coach felt like he had more power over a GM who had just gotten his first general manager job. It didn't feel like that at all. It felt like everything they were doing, they were working in tandem, which is why this is still so shocking.
That's why it's either got to be a legitimate head coach, or it's got to be somebody that had ties to the Knick organization that they liked when he was here. And that would be like a Johnny Bryant type of person.
That's the only person I could see it happening with at this point. Now, if Jason Kidd goes full bore, I want out of here, then maybe that happens.
But what do the Knicks have to give the Mavericks?
Yeah, I don't know. It would have to be, it would have to be something. The Mavericks aren't going to keep Jason Kidd if he's miserable and causing issues. So we've seen this before with players. And if someone wants out, someone wants out. And then all the leverage is gone for the Mavericks. So it could be a situation like that. But no, they don't have something that's just on paper makes sense. It would have to be Jason Kidd going, I'm not coaching here anymore. But Nico Harrison's got to make sure that does not happen. You know, I mean, he went through the fire, got through it to a certain degree now because of the number one overall pick and then winning the lottery, getting Cooper Flagg. Now the coach that everybody loves who took him to a finals last year, he's just going to bolt? That guy, he's got no shot then, Nico Harrison, to stick around. He finally got back to a place where things were looking up for him. He can't have this happen. So if he has to give him a massive extension and overpay him and make him the highest paid coach in basketball, they're going to do that for PR reasons more than anything else.
Yeah,
Has to be Johnny Bryant.
I just keep thinking about the Knicks assistant coaching staff and what happens to them. Or they, you know, again, if you hire somebody of significance, that person has to bring in their people.
Yeah, or it ends up being a guy who worked with this staff and Johnny Bryant. And so we had a call up earlier who ended up dropping that said that Iman Shumpert, former Nick Iman Shumpert, was saying that Rick Brunson should be the coach. I mean, that's just insanity. There's just that cannot be an option. And I don't know if it's an option. I know that a lot of these former Knicks, you know what's going on in the organization. I just hope that's just a bad idea by Iman Shumpert and there's no legs to that. But the longer this goes on, the weirder the possibilities get.
Yeah, that could end up falling there too.
Ugh. Better chance that Rick Brunson becomes a coach, or they apologize to Tibbs and bring him back. I mean, we're going down a road of weirdness now, man. You have we have no idea where this thing's going.
Well, here we are. We are the Knicks, the mighty mighty Knicks, and we're right back in the middle of it. At least right now, until we hear who they hire.
Yep. And if you want to talk some Knicks, 888-808-1019. Also, some really good baseball last night locally. Mets come back. The Yankees crush. And Aaron Judge hits a home run that looked like it went about 550 feet. They measured it at 469 feet. But the Mets, with Soto, with Alonso, with Jeff McNeil, come back against the Nationals and now are 5 games up on the Philadelphia Phillies. I believe it's 5
yes.
now. And 19 games over 500 and cruising
at home, especially.
Yeah, which is great. And then you get this massive crowd And it feels like a late September game with them fighting for a postseason berth. And remember, it was just last year. So we talk so much about Soto deserving the money and everything else, and we both agree that for what he is as a baseball player, it's just too much money. However, last year, this team, the players, after the game on SNY with microphones, were begging the fans to come out and pack the place because they played better with big crowds at Citi Field. Now you got bigger crowds on June 10th at Citi Field, more intense than you had, you know, back in September when they were fighting for a playoff berth and no one really believed in them.
And you're getting closer and closer to Metropolitan Park because the political will now support it because of what the Mets success is doing.
Yeah.
And I think Steve Cohen, by signing Juan Soto to a $765 million contract, was not playing around. And he's basically sending a message that this is going to be the place to be.
Yeah. Yep. And this is exactly why it was so important to him to get Juan Soto. Now that he's producing, it's on, you know, that's makes everything great. But you think about the fans that bought these tickets, like, I would love to see if there was like a breakdown of when tickets were bought for this June 10th game. I bet you it's either one of two things. One, when people, you know, when they rushed to the box office when they signed Soto. And two, the fact that they're playing so well right now that people are just, there's just a walk up. Oh, nice night. Let's just go. Whatever. Let's go to these games. And this is exactly what he envisioned. So, yeah. And then the other thing he envisioned, obviously, is championships. And that'll be the final piece of the
puzzle. Have you ever seen an overhead photo of Citi Field?
Sure.
Have you ever seen what the surrounding area looks like?
Horrible. Yeah, absolutely horrible.
Yeah, well, this is why Steve Cohen is basically doing this and trying to get the team a championship, but really make them relevant. So the downstate casino license comes, Metropolitan Park comes, all the building comes over there, and it's going to have a completely different look. I'm telling you, within 10 years, we won't even notice it. It'll be like what happened to Hudson Yards.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Hudson Yards was just a dump. And nobody even knew what it was. It was a train yard. And the next thing you know, Stephen Ross and Related Properties comes in, and look at what it looks like now.
Yeah. I mean, and that's, you know, you're talking Manhattan. This is Queens. To put a big casino and revamp it in Queens like that, there'll be nothing like it.
Well, it's coming.
In the borough.
You know it's coming. I know it's coming. Everybody else knows it. Yeah. Look at this. Look at this thing.
Yeah, I know. I mean, so we have an overhead shot here of
And by the way, this side, the east side of Citi Field, they've removed a lot of those chop shops already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're getting there. You know what I'm saying? It's moving. Part of it is moving, but the whole thing is not done yet. Like, the whole thing has got to be signed off on.
Yeah. I mean, you forget the water's right there. It's like amazing.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got the airport, you got these canals, you got these buildings, you got the highways. You got the Whitestone Expressway. You got the Van Wyck over there. You got the train yards. I mean, you got, yeah, of course, you got the Billie Jean King Tennis Center. Arthur Ashe Stadium.
Yep.
I mean, you got all of that. You got the, they still have the, that 1964, what was it, the World's Fair
thing.
Still got remnants of that hanging around for some reason.
God. How, what is that now? 64. Yeah, I know, but it's 64. It's 2025.
Yeah, dude, it's 40, almost, it's my age.
60, yeah.
53, 52 years.
60, 61
no,
years?
No, 62 years.
61 years.
61, yeah.
64, 61 years.
61
yeah.
years.
We're good at math.
Well.
I'm terrible. You know who's really good at math in their head is Jerry. Anytime that, like, he's just like, oh, yeah, 10, 24, 468. Like, what? He's really good at that. I'm
our Jerry?
At. Yeah, Jerry. Jerry really? Is great with doing math in his head. And I mean, every time we do that, he'll be like, all right, so it was 62 games minus four. I'm like, oh, yeah, 45.
Yeah, and percentages and interest and how much you make a year based on your paycheck. Fantastic.
Yeah, and just right off the top of his head.
I can't go
64 to 2025 and figure out how many years that is.
I never knew that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of his.
Yeah, basic arithmetic. That's our Jerry.
That's at St. John Vianney. Education that he got. Taught him how to do those mathematician
stuff.
Yeah,
just like cold in his head and like percentages. Okay. That's the one that's really impressive to me.
I know. It actually, it's almost, I don't want to say emasculating. That's not the right word, but it makes me self-conscious about how bad I am at math in my head every time he does it.
Yeah, and like I'm looking at my phone and get the calculator app.
Right. And he'll just be like, 75. Huh? And he's right every time. It's wild. The little things you don't know about Jerry.
Yeah, well, we just found out, so.
Just found out. That's right. But anyway, yeah, so you've got all that out there if you want to join the show, 888-828-1019. Let's go to Matt, who's in Middletown. What's going on, Matt? Good morning.
Hey, Boomer Gio, how are you guys doing?
Great, man. What's up?
Nothing much, but I'm calling in because to your point, Gio, when you're talking about you're wondering when Met fans are, you know, purchasing these tickets. I was just telling Al that me and two of my diehard Met fan friends, we spur of the moment booked tickets to Colorado, and we watched all three games out there, and we go there, and there's a huge group of Met fans. And even the residents around the stadium were talking about how, like, they just saw flocks of Met fans for the last 3 days. So it's to your point that, yeah, you know, Steve Cohen putting this product on the field, it makes it so that way, you know, people want to, you know, be there, follow the team, support the team.
How was that ballpark out there?
Oh, man, I got to tell you, it was nice. And it was easy to get to. There was a lot of bars around there. And the stadium was not only by, you know, Met fans behind the visitors dugout, but just the overall stadium, so the vibe was so nice.
Yeah, for a team that obviously is horrendous in the Rockies. But, yeah, I mean, those trips now, I mean, that's, you know, that's an Evan Roberts thing. I don't call on those road trips anymore. But, yeah, I mean, you're going to see a lot of that. The better the Mets are this summer, the more Met fans on a whim are just going to be booking flights.
Well, and the Colorado trip's a pretty easy trip. I mean, it's a straight flight to Denver. You're right there, but... That stadium, I've been at that stadium a few times. Yes, he is exactly right. Around the stadium, just like most stadiums, you know, it's been gentrified. It's been, you know, the businesses are opening and things are happening around the stadium. And certainly when the Rockies are playing, it becomes a real bustling area.
Someone was telling me yesterday that the Colorado real estate is actually worse than here right now because there's certain areas that are so sought after.
Really?
That, yeah. It was hard to believe, but I got it from firsthand knowledge of someone who talked to someone who just moved out there. You can put two and two together and figure that out.
Yes, I can.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. That's Black Sabbath and Stephen Waldron. It's a mix that just dropped last weekend. They're already number one on the charts. It's actually doing better than Post Malone and Morgan Wallen. Stephen Waldron and Black Sabbath. Stephen, I got what I needed because you know I'm a bacon, egg, and cheese on a bagel guy. And I got that. And Eddie is also one of those guys, bacon, egg, and cheese on a bagel. However, Boomer likes a bagel with cream cheese and or butter and his lox. He got the lox, but there were no condiments, no knives, no napkins, and an angry big fella. So I just want to say thanks, Stephen, for the gesture and the happy birthday breakfast. However, one half of Boomer and Geo is unsatisfied with the way that the order went down. And I do know that the website's a little tricky to find where the cream cheese and butter is. However, Al and I, we put two heads together last time and we figured it out and got our cream cheese and butter. Doesn't seem like you tried hard enough to get the cream cheese and butter. Thoughts?
Hey, it's Andrew. So Steven just ran out of the room and I'm guessing that's maybe what it's related to. He hasn't come back yet.
All right, Andrew.
Stand by for Steven to return.
Okay. So we do know that it's like intern season. So oh, yeah. They may have handed it.
In fact, stand by for Steven.
All right. Mm-hmm. Steven, are you there?
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
I already went through this thing.
I feel for you, Steven.
Yeah.
Oh, you got it,
though. I know what I just walked into.
Nice order. G got his bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich. Eddie got his, but the bagels came with no butter, no cream cheese, or knives.
Yeah.
They're just bagels.
Yeah.
Steven?
We got salmon out the ass, though. We got a lot of salmon.
You get
a lot
locked?
Of lox. Yeah, a lot of lox, yes. It's just like, I know it's intern season. Did you hand this over to an intern to do this?
I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus.
All right.
You hear that in the background?
It was like Al when Eddie turns the mic on.
Was it you?
No.
So you did not make the order?
No, I did not.
Okay. Well, you delegated wrong. Whoever you gave it to screwed it up and didn't get the cream cheese and butter. Now, when you were stepping away doing whatever you were doing, I did say the website, a little tricky to find the cream cheese and the butter, but with a little effort, you can find it. Doesn't look like that happened over there at CBS Sports Network. Or
that's the thought that counts. Happy birthday.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm satisfied. I told you. You missed that part, too. Thank you, Stephen. Wonderful breakfast. I got my sandwich. However, Boompa, who's been waiting for that cream cheese and butter,
got it dry.
He actually was telling me right the previous break. He's like, he's like, Zucker's got so many great things, but the cream cheese and the butter there just tastes so much better than these other places. I said, I know. I said, I'm going to get a bacon, egg, and cheese, but I may take the rest of the cream cheese home. It's so good.
Yes.
He goes, no, I got it this time. I want to take it home, and it's not even here. Steven?
Every time we try to do something.
I wonder why that is.
Yeah.
Oh, we love you, Steven. Thank you. This is delicious.
It is the thought that
happy
counts.
Birthday.
Yes. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. When's your birthday, Steven?
November 6th.
Okay. I'll forget that.
I'll remind you.
Remind me, and we'll send you half of a breakfast order as well. To return the favor.
How about you send them cream cheese and butter and no bagels?
No bagels. Perfect.
No bagels.
And a spoon.
And we'll send it to NBC first.
Very good. All right, Jerry, what's happening?
You want to hear this statement? Not statement, but the quote in the newspaper from Tom Thibodeau? So here it is. Quote, I'm not going to give all of it to you, but when I was hired in 2020, I said this was my dream job, and I am grateful for. I am grateful that dreams became a reality. Thank you to our players and coaching staff who gave everything they had, blah, 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 blah. Proud of everything we accomplished together, including four playoff appearances and this year's run to the Eastern Conference Finals, our first in 25 years. And finally, to the fans, thank you for believing me and embracing me from the from day one, watching you support our team and seeing the Garden ignite with that incomparable Knicks energy is something I will never forget.
Yeah.
And that's that. That was in the New York Times today, so...
Yeah, I can't wait to see his thing when they rehire him.
They're not going to rehire him.
I mean, of all the wacky things that have gone on with the Knicks, I don't think this would be the wackiest.
Maybe.
It would not be. But, I mean, at this point, you're running out of options.
Ime Udoka out, Chris Finch out, and it certainly appears Jason Kidd out.
Yeah. Well.
Swing for Spoelstra now.
Yeah.
Steve Kerr.
Kerr, I could see more than Spoelstra. Western Conference, kind of a run coming to an end there, but... It'd probably be Johnny Bryant if they hired Rick Brunson. I asked Boomer this before. What would be weirder, them hiring Rick Brunson or them bringing back Tibbs?
Them bringing back Tibbs.
Yeah.
Okay. They fired him.
Are they going to have the head coach be the best player's dad?
Yeah, I don't know if we've ever seen that before. We've seen player coaches, but I don't know if we've ever seen in the NBA. I mean... Right, Ken Griffey Sr. was the manager, wasn't he, for a little while with his son on the team of the Mariners, I think.
Well, they played together for one year.
I know
year.
They played together. Didn't he also manage the team for one year? Maybe not. Maybe I'm forgetting that. But I don't think I've seen that in the NBA. I don't think, anyway. Who knows?
Man,
for everything. Right, never know.
Like Mr. Antetokounmpo doesn't coach the Bucks, you know?
Exactly. And it does also look like all signs are pointing to Durant to San Antonio. Doesn't mean it's happening, but that's been out there for the last couple of days as well. And also I saw, was it Shams? One of these reporters said the Bucks right now are not looking to move Giannis.
Well.
So who knows if that's even a thing or it's not. We'll see. In Indiana tonight, Game 3 NBA Finals, Pacers hosting the Thunder. That series is tied at 1-1. At Citi Field last night, Mets needed a couple of big hits to come from behind from 4-2 down. They got one from Juan Soto to make it 4-3, and then Pete Alonso came to the plate.
Soto leads from second to pitch. Alonso lines it to left field fairly deep towards the corner. It is a fair ball, a base hit off the wall. It scores the tying run. Alonso digging for second, head first slide. He is thrown out by Wood.
Yes, that is true, but the run did score, and it was 4-4. Then in the 10th inning, you had Jeff McNeilke. He had the ghost runner on second base, and this was the first pitch of the 10th.
Winning run at second base, Henry Deals. Swinging a line drive right field. Base hit for Jeff McNeil. Acuna rounds third. Hassel's throw to the plate. Acuna races on by. No tag. Ball game. Mets win it again in 10. 5-4 New York over Washington.
Hallie Rose and Keith Ratt on Mets Odyssey Radio as they take the series opener. Here was McNeil on SNY. The team now 25-7 at Citi Field.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. You know, we're not at any game. You know, coming back right there. And you know, it's great when the fan gets into it. And, you know, we're able to come through.
And here was Alonso on Mets Odyssey Radio. That game was not over, even though we were down a couple of runs.
We don't believe we're ever out of it. And for us, we take pride in playing full nine innings. And sometimes it takes 10, sometimes it takes 11. But we take pride in playing a football game.
And one guy who kind of gets lost in the shuffle here is Starling Marte, who drew that two-out walk before Soto came up. Here was Soto throwing a lot of credit his way.
That's 12 years veteran taking a bat right there. Mm-hmm. I think... he did a really good job. He stayed on his plan. Everybody wants to come through in that situation, but he stayed patient and gave myself and Pete another chance to come through.
And so the Mets keep winning. They move to 43-24. Tonight you've got David Peterson on the mound on Mets Odyssey Radio at 7:10. Mets now a five-game lead on the Phillies in the NL East. Here was Michael Barkan on NBC Sports Philly breaking down the ugly numbers of Philadelphia after they lost to the Cubs.
8-4 Cubs. The Phillies now have lost 10 of their last 12 games. They're 2-7 in the month of June, and they are 2-8 without the services of one Bryce Harper.
And Aaron Nola now injured, so things not pointing in a good direction.
Oh, look at this, Steven.
Well done, Steven. Not sure how you did this, but well done.
Or did he do this?
Oh, did he not do this? Oh, this is not him.
This is an interesting one, okay. Al said. All right.
So Teresa, who works in the building downstairs, very friendly woman, brought that up to us.
You keep looking. The camera's coming, Al. Relax. It's coming.
she found it on the bench on the street.
So you know what? That's probably when he first came to the wrong address, got ticked off and left and just dropped him.
No, I think when he came in to deliver this second time, unpacked out on the outside, left that when he came in. Yeah. So, I'm sure they've not been touched.
Yeah, exactly.
They look fine.
I mean, and that's not like this is, do they look tainted? Could they have been tainted? If someone was going to taint it, they wouldn't put the thing back on.
Right. I don't think it's tainted.
Someone would have taken it.
And it was 10 minutes ago.
And also, like anybody, I know there's some weird people around here, but anybody in their right mind walks by just cream cheese on a bench. I'm not taking it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would have stayed there for about 6 years.
It might have. Yeah, very possible. That is funny. So there you go. Steven, you did order it. Good job.
Okay.
It's so not his fault.
You want another bagel, sir?
No, I'm good. I'm good right now.
Steven, I apologize. You caught the brunt of that, and you didn't deserve any of it.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Steven. I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, as for the Yankees last night in Kansas City.
Here's Nick. The next offering by Cameron. Infield straight up, outfield straight away and deep. Pitch swung on high, fly ball, deep left field. Forget about it. My goodness, did he hit that. Oh, almost up the Hall of Fame. My goodness. Home run Aaron Judge, 2-0 Yankees here in the first.
A home run that almost left the park entirely. Dave Sims with the call here on the Fan. He drove in 3. Austin Wells also homer, drove in 5. 10-2 the final as New York beat Kansas City.
Are they building a new stadium out there for them?
Supposedly they were. Yes.
Isn't that a beautiful stadium, though, by all accounts?
Kauffman Stadium, what it used to be known
as. It's old, but it's still cool, you know, with the waterfall and everything.
Yeah. I didn't know they were building a new stadium.
Do they still have the waterfall?
I think they do.
I didn't. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, they put it in the new stadium.
Oh, they are building a new stadium.
Wait, what?
Well, they're actively exploring options for a new stadium.
No, I'm sorry. They renovated Kauffman at some point.
Yes.
They put it in the new stadium.
It doesn't exist.
What new stadium?
Are they building a new stadium?
There's no way that's the same stadium I watched the 1980s Royals.
It is.
And Fenway's still the same one from 1930.
Yeah. That stadium is right across the street from
Arrowhead.
And it's out of town. And probably by about 15 miles, I think. So they're trying to build a downtown stadium is what they're trying to do.
And they'll take the waterfall and they'll stick it in there.
Yeah.
In the new one that they're thinking about building at some point down the road.
Here was Max Fried. He was the pitcher of record. His 9th win, 11 the run support.
You always take it. We've got an extremely explosive offense, and they, you know, had really good at-bats all day. And, you know, when you put up 10 runs, it makes my job easier just going out there trying to get as many outs as I can.
And so Fried's ERA actually, I think, went up with last night. Gave up a couple of runs, 1.84 for him. So far, Chris Bubich, the major league leader at 1.43, takes on Clark Schmidt tonight on the Fan at 7 p.m. Also, Giancarlo Stanton, a couple of base hits, 3 RBIs in his first rehab game for the Somerset Patriots last night. Aaron Rodgers with the media in Pittsburgh Tuesday says he is doing this because he genuinely wants to play.
I don't need it for my ego. I don't need it to keep playing. A lot of decisions that I've made over my career and life from strictly the ego, even if they turn out well, are always unfulfilling. But the decisions made from the soul are usually pretty fulfilling. So this was a decision that was best for me.
He's back.
He is back. Yes, he is. Here's Myles Garrett, asked about Rodgers in the division.
What do I think about it?
Face him twice a year.
I think it's a good opportunity to put him in the graveyard.
Put him in the ring. We were talking about that. That's probably his front lawn during Halloween. Here was Mike Tomlin. So we've talked this morning about several guys that are not happy with their contract. T.J. Watt is another one. Here was Mike Tomlin.
Certainly we'd like him to be here, but certainly not surprised by where we are. We've expressed a desire to get the business done. He has as well. And so we'll continue to work. We've been here before.
Probably be there week one, but he's not there right now. You know who's in Los Angeles? Devontae Adams. He is with the Rams, and it says it's exciting.
It's been good, man. It's been exactly what I needed. Feeling rejuvenated and really enjoying the time with the guys, getting to know them.
Yes. you know
who also is in Los Angeles? The National Guard. They're also in Los
Angeles. Yeah. Some of those scenes are not good.
Oh, my God.
You're not kidding. In Miami, Mike McDaniel was asked how he feels that Jalen Ramsey hasn't been traded yet.
I don't personally, and I would lump you into this with me. I don't give a about what I feel. I don't even really go down that road of.
Come on, get it out. Get it out.
He is an absolute gem.
He's going to be gone at the end of this year.
If they don't win, sure.
Which I don't think they will.
I want him here.
Oh, God.
I want to be able to cut that up every day.
Jesus.
Be a lot of fun. And in Indianapolis, we did hear from Carly Ursay Gordon on a serious note dealing with the passing of their dad.
To say that we love our dad and miss him terribly would be an understatement. We are so proud to continue our dad's legacy, beginning with carrying out his foremost wish to keep the Colts in our family.
Did I see she was on the sidelines at times?
Yes.
With a headset on?
Yes.
But monitoring?
Actually, Frank Reich told me that she was really sharp.
And but I'm saying, like, what was her role? Like, what would she be doing? Well, just listening?
She was probably just listening and just getting more information and getting more familiar with the way things were running. I'm sure her dad asked her to do that. Mm. But Frank said, really spoke glowingly of how she was really involved and knew exactly what was going on.
Well, it's her show now, so we will see if she can, and they can turn that around. All right, moment of the day. And there's a couple of them for sure, but the one from early on, especially if you weren't listening at that point, which you go back on the Odyssey app and listen to, the conversation of how gross Porta-Johns are. And there was one at the end that I guess we weren't surprised. Maybe we were. Not sure.
There was like 15 Porta-Potties. Yeah. Travelers Championship at Cromwell. It's a wonderful event, but we went there on the Wednesday before the Pro-Am day, and I was just going to do my normal number one that situation. Open up the first one, pile of dupe. Second one, pile of dupe. I went through 15 of them. There was every one of them was massive. It stunk. I was like, and then I just had to go in there, hold the breath, close the eyes, and just go.
It's just awful.
I was like, how many people? I mean, I have never done that in a porta potty.
By the way, you can count on it for a fact. None of those were mine.
No, I know that.
Yes,
Jerry, have you ever?
No, God, no.
Al, duped in a porta potty?
Nope.
Eddie,
yeah, on hiking trails.
Yeah.
Well,
do what you have to do. I figured you would just do it out in the woods. Wipe your ass with a leaf.
Well, there you go. Moment of the day.
I just pictured Eddie squatting with binoculars watching his wolves. Dropping a steamy one.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Good stuff, Jerry. We'll see you tomorrow.
Righto.
It's the...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
I have a feeling you're going to be in a coma this afternoon.
Maybe.
You did a good job, man. You made it all the way through this morning.
Yeah, I mean, and I felt like I sounded relatively normal.
I know you did.
Answer the bell. He has a long day yesterday, and there was a faction of people there that were trying to, I don't know what, maybe have me not show up today.
Sabotage, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know, but I was able to get out of there in a timely manner after many birthday shots and champagne toasts, caviar drinks.
It just never ended. And then the cake.
No, then the cake, too. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man, that was delicious. That cake, I don't know where they got that from so quickly, but it was delicious. And me and Janelle, June 9th, me, June 10th, two cakes we had out there. Me and him licking icing at the end of the round. Beautiful day. One of the great days. You know what? That's number one 2025 day.
Okay.
Number one right now. Try to top it. Come on, 2025, try to top it.
Well, the thing about it is you actually had 2 days that were into one.
Yes, that is true. But,
you know.
Yeah, you're right.
And you actually saw somebody at our dinner table reaching for a loaf of bread that was at the restaurant we were eating at. And he was told not to touch the bread.
Because by someone, not an employee. This was straight, I mean, honestly. If David Chase were still around and he needed an idea for a scene,
yes,
for Sopranos reboot, this would have been it. So like, we're waiting there, and I guess the bread wasn't getting to the table in a timely manner.
It was a great restaurant. What was the name of it?
Something Berravino or something.
Yeah, it's great.
But it was awesome. The food was tremendous. But the one guy really wanted a bread at the end of the table. I don't know if you want me to use their names or not, but. One guy really wanted his bread, and there was like the bread. There was a stack of bread.
It's like a bread station.
Bread station.
I'd never seen that before.
Right.
Had you?
No, but it wasn't a self-serve bread station. No. It was where the, you know, the servers would go over and did get the oil and the bread and everything. So the one guy's like, yo, we don't have any bread. He's like, where's the bread? You guys get bread? Where's the bread? Oh, you know, they do the oil. We do the oil and the bread. So then he's looking around, and he starts to reach over and grab a loaf of bread from the bread station. And the other guy who's with us, not an employee, goes, hey, don't disrespect the place.
Don't touch the bread.
Don't touch the bread. Don't disrespect the place. He's like, oh, hey, I didn't know. These guys, unbelievable. It really
very
is
funny, very funny.
Incredible. But it was just wild. The characters that you meet in real life are always more intense and stranger than
well,
fiction.
You know, it's like Nikki Cass.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's basically what it's all based on.
Yeah, true. Very God, he would have days and days of material if he was ever down there to process with us. He would have to put out an entire, he'd have to do a one-man show on Broadway. Let's go to Mike in Greenlawn. What's going on, Mike? Hello, Mike?
Hello.
Hey, what's up, man? You're on the air.
Hey, how are you? Thank you for taking my call. Listen, what would be so bad about Jim Dolan rehiring Tibbs? Look at what George Steinbrenner did with Billy Martin, and the fans loved it.
Yeah, you know what? It's interesting. Big Hurls, our brand ambassador out there, said the exact same thing in the last break to me. He goes, It could be. It could. That was the first time I heard that. So you're not too late from this. But yeah, he said, "How about George and Billy Martin?" He did it like four times.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. The fans loved it, and then we can go to the NBA Finals with Tibbs and lose, and then Dolan could fire him again, and then hire him back in 2027.
Yeah, you know what, Mike? It's funny that
what the hell? We've lived through it before.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. It's crazy to think that there is New York sports precedent to this, but there is. I mean, I know it's a wild idea, but as the options dwindle, and it's like, wait a second, what did we just do?
There's got to be somebody else that we're not thinking about.
Who?
I'm not sure. I'm not, you know, again, like I said, you know, when this whole thing went down, I initially thought, okay, shift spot. Then I thought this has got to be Dolan's call. He must have heard something from one of the players or both of the players or reoccurring theme about Tom Thibodeau or something, and figured that, you know what, we're the Knicks. We are now a destination place for players because of Jalen Brunson.
Mm-hmm.
And we got Karl Anthony Towns. So he may have thought, and maybe he misthought, that because we are now successful, we could hire anybody we want.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way because these teams are not going to let their successful head coaches out of their contracts to just go and coach the Knicks.
Yeah, like I said, I think we're the most hated fan base right now, and I don't think anybody in the NBA wants to help the Knicks get any better.
No. Andrew in Eastchester. What's up, Andrew?
Boomer and Geo. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Andrew.
Happy birthday, brother. Boomer, question for you. We all know about the tried and true tradition of putting an Ovechkin jersey in the freezer, a Halliburton jersey in the freezer. From, let's say, baseball playoffs, is there an opposite? Like, if we want Soto to go on a heater, we want LeMahieu to pick it up, we put in their jersey under a heat lamp or in a microwave or...
So just so everybody knows, I got this from my sister Robin, who's no longer with us, and she believed that she could, you know, take a picture of a team that we were playing against, put it in the freezer, and freeze them out. this is her way of thinking and her way of being a part of the game, but also protecting me.
Sure.
So that's why I have taken this tradition to this station, and I've been doing this since way back when the Rangers were going into the playoffs, you know, when Craig and I first started. So I will say that I don't know the opposite of it.
Yeah. I mean, it would be dangerous when you start messing with
heat. Like light a candle?
Yeah, I mean, putting a jersey in the oven, not a good idea.
Maybe you go to church and light a candle?
I could do that, maybe. Yeah. Light a candle? I feel like this when somebody passes away, you light a candle.
You light a candle for, you know, for good luck and good spirits.
Good spirit candles?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I just think, I think you just got to... keep the tradition, and whoever the Mets or Yankees are playing, those jerseys go in the freezer. You can't force it.
Right. At one point in time, I had the whole Cubs team in there.
What, back in 2015?
Yeah.
LCS?
Yeah.
And they swept them.
They did.
It worked.
It did.
That series, they were Murphy and...
That was a great series.
I mean, how good they were offensively. It was crazy.
And how bad the Cubs were.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And then, unfortunately, it didn't work out in the World Series, but hey.
Yeah, I was looking back at my freezer pictures.
Oh, and you had everybody in there, huh?
Yeah, I had Ovechkin in there. I had Sidney Crosby in there. All of that worked. The only time it didn't really work for that particular Ranger team was when they lost the Stanley Cup Final to the Kings.
Yeah, Eddie, you're shaking your head in there.
Well, it didn't really work then. Because what's the ultimate goal?
Yeah, I know. Well, you got to get, you know, through one step at a time.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1.
Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.